Welcome to Bedtime Fairy Fails. I'm Kim. This story was made possible in part by the live play D&D podcast, All D20. We'll tell you a little more about them after the show. This story comes from Roland Nilo. This is a classic-style fairy tale, complete with a kidnapped princess, a dragon, and lots of treasure. This is...
Grog!
Once upon a time, a group of heroes were trying to save a princess. The princess had been kidnapped by an adult red dragon, who wanted to take her kingdom and treasure for himself. But our heroes weren't about to let that happen. Let's meet Mario's rivals. First, we have a Goliath barbarian named Grog, who only says his own name.
Grog.
Next, we have a gnome rogue named Namfoodle, an elf ranger named Roland, Daleful, the elf fighter, and finally, a dwarf wizard named Gortrek. Now, the heroes know the dragon is still somewhere in the castle with the princess, so they head inside to search for both of them. They clear the top half of the castle and head down into the dungeon underneath. The heroes follow a set of stairs down into a dimly lit hallway that eventually opens up into an enormous underground room. The room is so massive, they can't even see all the way to the other side. One thing they can see, though, are the piles of gold stacked all over the place. This was where the gold for the entire kingdom was stored. The perfect place for a dragon.
Keep your eyes open, everyone. The dragon has to be here somewhere,
says Roland.
Grog!
Yes, I know this is the last place we have to search. That's why I said it has to be here somewhere.
Grog.
I really don't appreciate the sarcasm.
The bickering is cut short when they suddenly hear the sound of giant wings and the roar of a dragon. The group readies their weapons as the giant red dragon flies towards them. They can hear the princess screaming for help in the distance, and they know this is their only chance. The dragon swoops towards the heroes, preparing a fire breath attack. Flames leap from its mouth as the heroes lunge out of the way. The dragon flies back up towards the ceiling and begins circling the heroes. Namfoodle shoots at the dragon, but misses. Gortrek shoots a lightning bolt, but it doesn't do much damage. Because the dragon is circling above, Daleful the fighter and Grog the barbarian are left unable to help. They couldn't get close enough to the dragon to make an attack.
Grog!
He's right,
agrees Daleful.
We have to pin it down somehow, or we're never gonna beat it.
Let me try something,
calls back Gortrek the wizard. Gortrek casts web, and a giant, sticky, spider-like web appears between two columns in front of the dragon. The heroes hold their breath and wait to see if it works. Unfortunately, the web is no match for the huge dragon, and it sails straight through as if it was nothing. The heroes make a few more attempts to hold the dragon, but all are unsuccessful. The dragon is just too big and too strong for them to control. The heroes are forced to rely on only arrows and spells, but the arrows aren't doing much damage, and Gortrek was quickly running out of spell slots. Grog is pacing around at this point, furious that he isn't able to help at all. He hasn't landed a single hit against this dragon yet, and he knows he won't be able to get the dragon down long enough to do it anytime soon. So in a fit of rage and frustration, Grog turns towards the dragon and throws his maul at it with all his might. Now, in case you don't know, a maul is basically a giant battle hammer. And Grog throws this massive, heavy hammer straight at the dragon using every ounce of his Goliath strength while letting out a deafening battle cry.
Grog!
The maul flies directly into the dragon's head, which completely explodes on impact. Brain matter and blood rain down across the room, covering the heroes and most of the gold. The dragon's lifeless body comes crashing down, shaking the entire castle. The heroes stand in stunned silence for a moment before snapping out of it and rushing to congratulate Grog.
Wow, holy
shit! I can't believe you just did that!
Grog,
says Grog, a bit embarrassed.
No, seriously, that was amazing,
says Grotrek. The heroes manage to locate the princess without being told she was in another castle, and are generously rewarded for their brave actions. But none so heroic as Grog, who exploded an adult dragon's head just by throwing a hammer at it. The end. This story comes from Sonic Sorcery. This is a story that teaches us the value of checking for traps. It also teaches us the dangers of throwing your weapons at your party members. This is...
Jakar, are you kidding me?
Once upon a time, a group of heroes were tracking down some goblins. The heroes had been traveling to Phandalin with their guide/employer, and at some point on the trip, the guide had been kidnapped. The party had returned to camp from wherever they had been, only to find the camp completely destroyed with no guide/employer in sight. So now it was up to our heroes to track down the goblins and save him. And they were determined to succeed. Otherwise, they wouldn't get paid, which is a real bummer. Let's meet our master trackers. First, we have Nissa, the gnome druid, Toker, the human ranger, a half-orc barbarian named Edgar, and a dragonborn rogue named Jakar. The heroes carefully examine the campsite for clues and determine that the goblins hadn't left very long ago. Jakar the rogue picks up the trail fairly easily and says,
I know which way they went! Follow me!
Then he takes off towards the woods. The rest of the group follows behind him at a slightly slower pace. Nissa calls out,
Hey Jakar! Maybe we should go a little slower? What if there are traps or something?
Nonsense!
Jakar calls back.
They wouldn't take the time to set traps with us hot on their trail. Plus, we have to hurry. We can't let them kill our guide.
Now, in case that wasn't enough foreshadowing for you, let me tell you what happens next. As Jakar is leading the way through the woods, he hears the snap of thin twine, and the next thing he knows, he's hanging upside down from a tree branch. The rest of the party catch up as Nissa is trying her best to hold in her laughter. She looks up at the dragonborn dangling by his ankles and says,
No time to set traps, huh?
How about you get me down, then gloat when all this blood isn't rushing to my head?
Snaps Jakar.
Don't worry, Jakar. I'll save you,
says Edgar the barbarian.
I'll just throw my axe up and cut the rope. Get ready, Jakar!
Are you sure it's a good idea to throw your weapon at him?
Asks a concerned Toker.
I'm not throwing it at him. I'm throwing it above him.
Actually, maybe Toker has a point,
says a slightly nervous Jakar. But Edgar was already winding up to throw. He carefully aims at the rope tied to Jakar's feet, then lets the axe fly. Unfortunately, Edgar's palms were kind of sweaty, so the axe slipped out of his hand before he meant for it to. It somersaults through the air before embedding its blade right in the middle of Jakar's chest.
See? This is exactly what I was worried about,
says Toker.
Whoops. Sorry,
says Edgar sheepishly. Jakar, now dripping with blood, angrily yells at the rest of the party.
Are you idiots trying to kill me?
I was trying to get you down. Besides, you wouldn't need saving if you had listened to Nyssa.
Snaps Edgar.
Well, excuse me for trying to save the person that's taking us where we need to go.
Look, let's all calm down for a minute. We're gonna get you down from there. Just, hang tight.
Says Nyssa with a giggle.
No!
Yells Jakar.
I don't need anyone else's help. I'll get myself down.
He then pulls out his knife, reaches up to the rope that's holding him, and cuts right through it. Except since Jakar didn't want anyone's help, he didn't have anyone down below to help break his fall, which means the now severely injured Dragonborn fell straight down out of the tree onto his head. He lays on the ground, not moving for a moment, as the rest of the party rushes over to see if he's okay. He finally lets out a weak groan.
Oh!
He's alive!
Cries Toker.
We did it!
Cheers, Edgar. Jakar had survived both an axe to the chest and falling from a tree directly onto his head, but just barely. As he lay on the ground, bleeding from his chest and holding his pounding head, Nyssa squats down beside him and says,
And what did we learn?
Check for traps,
grumbles Jakar.
That's right. We always check for traps.
So let this story be a lesson to all of you out there. Be sure to always check for traps. Or don't, because safe adventures don't usually make for good fairy fails. The end. Thanks for listening. If you like D&D podcasts, which clearly you do, be sure to check out one of our favorites, All D20. You can find them on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. To submit a fail, visit our website at bedtimefairyfails.com. Or message me on Instagram or Facebook. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Bedtime Fairy Fails.